Heavenly Father, Lord, I just to pause again today, Lord, give thanks to you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father, for just your graciousness, your tender mercies upon our lives, Father. Thank you, Father, for breath. Thank you for health and strength, Lord, for each new day that you give us. Lord, today as we look at your word again, we just ask that you would inspire our hearts to continue to be steadfast and unmovable and abounding in the work of the Lord, Father. I do bless you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning and welcome each of you today to the Daily Inspiration. For inspiration again to our hearts today, I would like to continue in Galatians 5 on the fruits of the Spirit. Today we would like to look at meekness and temperance, the last two fruits there in the list in Galatians 5. And just for example, Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. So Jesus left us this, he left this example that he said he is meek and lowly in heart. And we can come. He invited us to come and take his yoke upon us and learn of him. And then he says, you will find rest for your souls. In Matthew 5, verse 5, it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Then Jesus' words there, he says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. He even pours the blessing out upon the meek, upon the humble. God will pour out his blessing. In Psalm 37, verse 11, it says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So he pours out the blessing upon the humble in heart, and but then he also says that the humble will delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And when you think of peace, abundance of peace, the scripture says that he gives us the peace that passeth all understanding. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. And that is just beautiful. That we can have that peace. And he says the meek, the humble, will delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And then we would like to look at temperance just a little bit. Also, it says in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25, says, and every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. And when you think of that, when you think of any kind of player playing in a game, they discipline themselves to work out and to make sure that they're fit for the game that they're playing, whatever game it may be, and make sure that they're ready to do what they're focusing to do. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, a crown that's going to fade away. Then he says, but we an incorruptible. So we have a incorruptible crown that is awaiting us. And that is why we are temperate in all things. We discipline ourselves in the way we live, the way we dress, with in every area of our lives, we're temperate. We discipline our habits, our old ways, because we are going for that incorruptible crown that fadeth not away. And he said it's reserved in heaven for you. In Philippians 4, verse 5, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. So just your temperance, it is known unto all men, it says. And not that it is, we do it to get glory of man, but the Lord is at hand. God is watching. And he desires to be glorified with our lives. And so I will leave you with those thoughts as we consider the fruits of the Spirit this week. Again, I want to remind each of us, you know, there in Galatians 5, it says we look at the sins of the flesh, and it says that they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, there's a law. There's a law upon the sins that if they that do them will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruits of the Spirit, here it says, in verse 23, it says, there against these there is no law. There is no stop sign. You can strive for these. You can have these in your hearts and lives as much as you desire. And there's nothing telling you to stop, that it's enough. Or there's no law against these. So it's just, you can have as much as you want of these, as much as you desire in your hearts, to seek after. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And I will just leave you with those thoughts. May the Lord Jesus bless you.